Union workers gathered at a rally outside the state capitol, where the main speaker was Governor Cuomo.
And we're going to get a $15 minimum wage pass.
The governor has been traveling the state to events packed by local Democratic leaders and union members, entering the rallies on a bus paid for by the healthcare workers union 1199. Before the rally, individual workers came to the Capitol. They stood by a display of FDR memorabilia. The late former governor and president was the first to enact a minimum wage. Etta James of Schenectady attended with her small child in tow. She says she needs more money to live a good life.
I would be able to pay my bills without having to choose which one to pay first, or I'll be able to put my son into daycare and be able to go full time and be able to just live life with my kids and be happy.
Opponents of the minimum wage have also been busy trying to get their message out using social media and a direct email campaign. Zach Hutchins with the Business Council says the increase will cost over 500,000 jobs, as smaller businesses would have to cut back or simply would not hire new workers.
You know, those are jobs for low-income workers, the very same people that the folks rallying today claim to be representing.
Greg Barilla with the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate says 65,000 emails have been sent to legislators in just the past couple of days. Barilla, who formerly worked for the legislature, says that gets lawmakers' attention.
Absolutely it does. I mean, I've worked in those offices and in elected officials' offices, and you start to take notice when 10, 15 emails come through on the same topic. And these are employers in their districts.
Hutchins with the Business Council admits, though, that the anti-minimum wage forces, which also include farmers and some not-for-profit groups, are at a distinct disadvantage.
We are not able to mobilize people in that fashion. We represent the business community, and business owners and small business owners, they're working during the day, and they're trying to put food on the table, and they're trying to support their community, and they don't have the ability to come in mass numbers.
Cuomo at the rally portrayed the opponents as powerful.
You know what's fueling the opponents? They're representing the corporations, and the corporations don't want to pay a higher wage. It is that simple.
And Cuomo argues that taxpayers subsidize businesses by providing welfare benefits and food stamps to low-wage workers. Despite the governor's focus on the rallies, it's not certain whether the minimum wage increase will be a part of the state budget. Cuomo himself has said it does not have to be included. While Assembly Democrats enthusiastically backed the phased-in increase, Senate Republicans did not include the measure in their One House budgets that are being debated this week. In fact, the Deputy Majority Leader of the Senate, John DeFrancisco, appeared to take a swipe at the governor when he spoke against raising the minimum wage on the Senate floor.
Just because you say it and you say it loudly doesn't mean it's true.
Thank you. God bless you.
But Cuomo says he hopes a noisy rally right underneath the senators' windows will help change their minds. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.